受救恩的
形式，
何等强大强大的特权到你们这里来，像非常强大的时间，我们现在前往巴西，非常非常的强大。
And so, blessed people, we have been talking about the rapture of the church.
因此蒙福的人们，我们谈论的是教会的背题。
The event that the Lord Yahweh has shown me.
主亚威让我看到的。
Very, very mighty.
Kubwa, kubwa, kabisa, kabisa.
Very mighty in Abidjan, in Ivory Coast.
Kubwa kabisa kule Abidjan, kule Ivory Coast.
Very, very tremendous in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.
象牙海岸阿比让非常非常的强大。
One more again, once we get off air, we are adjusting one more system here, then we get back to you.
再来设备一个，再来调整一个设备，我们再来。蒙福的人们，我们现在开始。
We are now up and running, blessed people.
蒙福的人们，我们现在开始。
Can I welcome you to our midweek service tonight?
今晚我们再度的欢迎你们来到我们周三的礼拜。
We have a cripple that has walked.
我们有刚刚站起来的残疾人。
We have been talking about the rapture of the church.
因此，蒙福的人们，我们谈论着教会的背题。
The event.That the Lord has spoken to me about and sent me to you.
主跟我说话，然后差遣我到你们这里来传达的。
I may be able to talk to you about it.
啊，让我可跟你们可以分享的，弥赛亚的来临。
And that the nations may prepare for that glorious day.
使得列国能够预备那荣耀的一天。
When finally the Messiah will come for the church.
当最终以赛亚为教会而来的，非常非常强大 ，Fortinan 那个地区站起来的，非常非常的强大。Fortinan， Mariam Chetkeno， Mariam Chetkeno，
Mariam Chetkeno was born totally crippled.
已出生彻底残疾的 Miriam Chetkeno， 因为他是脑瘫，你看他甚至爬起来都很艰难的。我现在可以听到他的声音，非常的强大。当我星期天迎接教会来宣布的时候，那迎接教会带着能力，就是这样 Kericho Fortinan 地区把 Miriam 信起来了，非常强大的教会的时间。
Yeah, yes.
Could it 不是重新开始了？主会吸引来更多更多的残疾人了。昨天也是的，主带我到荣耀当中，然后把生命树的叶子给我了。
He tied a bunch and gave me quite a huge bunch as we prepare for Brazil.
这一次我看到了他的手摘下来一束的一束的树枝，一滚的树枝摘下来给我了，当我们预备巴西聚会的时候。
Mighty, glory, Jesus, Yahweh, Jehovah.Thank you.
Good
boy. Jehovah.
Good
boy. Thank you. It's not in Times Square, no.
这 最美丽的复兴，这不是纽约的 Times Square， 这是在村庄，肯亚村庄里的复兴。
We have been having, I want us to go back to that conversation.
我们分享的那个对话。
The conversation on the rapture of the church that the Lord has spoken with me about.
主跟我说的教会被提的对话。
That I may come and talk to you about the rapture of the church.
让我来跟你们分享的这教会被提的信息。
In other words, the coming of the Messiah.
言之，弥赛亚的来临。
And last time,We were here on Tuesday, on Monday.
上一次我们星期一在这讲堂，非常强大的信息。
The Lord wrote out some very key fundamental pillars of the rapture.
主带出来了非常重大的这背体的柱子，背体柱子的信息。
With a very tremendous caution.And also encouragement.
并且主非常强大的警告和鼓励来结束了。当他说要做好准备，要警醒，要做好准备，并且要警醒。你耶稣为了教会回来的时候，他只要提走那些等待他的人们，就是等待他的教会。因此非常强大的时间，因此今天我要进展这个对话。在那个异象中，主把我提走到地前的上空，他让我看到左下边。当我往左下边看的时候，我就看到了地震击打地球，因为我看到整个土壤非常强烈的被摇动，石头灰尘都跳起来扬起来，灰尘扬起来之后呢，只有后来才明白，这不是地震，而是那死人复活了，他们换着他们从坟墓当中出来了。这样的方式来说，让我看到那些在基督里睡了的人、死了的人，他们首先复活。在基督里死了的人首先复活，就是死的瞬间圣洁和公义的人们。因此他们出来达到我所在的高度。然后我往上看，看到了在空中主的荣耀就在那
里。
他们一直飞到那跟主的荣耀合一，团结了，连接上合一了，然后把他们接收在荣耀中，带着他们进入荣耀里。然后我醒过来发现了，那就是这就是非常强大的对话，主赐给这一代的另一个对话。2014年五月份，主再次的让我们看到教会的背题。这一次我站在地球上，这一次他让我看到的像太阳一样，可是没有红色的，只有白色，比太阳更加白的那种光，从那个白色的光体那发出来的光线。
然后
那光线一直抵达到地平线那，这样一来我在这光体的下边，站在这地上，好像这光线一直抵达到地平线，形成了一种圆顶式的那种 形状，我好像站在圆顶的中间，形成了圆顶的整个面貌。然后父神的声音跟我说了话，圆顶，他说，当他说话的时候，看那，弥赛亚要来了，可是教会还没有准备好。在那异象中，主让我知道那教会就是外边的教会，外边的教会。外边的教会没有准备好。他让我知道那个教会就是外边的教会还没有准备好。是那个瞬间，当我往左边就这样观看的时候，好像你站在海边的一样。然后一个晚上的时间，然后你看到这海的那边，另一边，从那边出现了很大的雨水的暴风雨的，就是这种情况了，那种暴风雨就要来临。那个另一边，那暴风雨来的那边就是打雷，就是海的另一边，那个暴风雨来临的那边就有打雷，打雷的那个。
As if a streak of lightning in the sky on the other side of the sea, like that, when it's about to storm.
就是那一边的天就是要打雷，好像暴风雨要来临了。在那就打雷，我就看见。
In the sky, lightning striking the sky, streaking the sky, streaks doing like that. It was like that. Swahili has made me take so long on this.
在那边的天就打雷，是从天打雷下来。
And then all of a sudden,
when all of a
sudden, that vision, when it was like, yeah, like that, that kind of lightning strike, almost like that.
这么击打下来的啪，就这么打雷，然后突然之后突然。
Okay, I don't have time for Swahili tonight. So, and then immediately I found myself on the soil and I was rolling and gnashing my teeth and groaning, saying, "He showed me the church that will fail to enter."
然后立刻的下一个瞬间，就让我看到我自己打滚在尘土中，然后。切齿哀哭，切齿，然后那很痛苦的声音。
And so he showed me the church that failed to enter.
就是让我看到失败进入的教会。
So I have seen and have even felt their agony and the shame and the distress and how they will roll in the soil to cry as in, "Wow, I can't believe I've missed entry."
让我看到他们的痛苦，他们的绝望，他们的挣扎，他们说我怎么可以错过去背题呢，他们就这么挣扎痛苦当中打滚在尘土，然后哀哭切齿。
These instructions that I'm bringing to the church are very key and very central at this hour.
因此在这个时间带给你们教会的这个教导，这个启示是非常的重核心，因为这就决定你的永恒，就是你要么进入或者失败。如果你顺服，你会看到主的荣耀，这是主说的话。
So today I want to give a very important angle of the rapture to open up a little deeper that you may understand the contextual basis of the rapture within the prophetic timeline of God.
因此我今天有不同的角度来要跟你们分享这个背题，这样一来让你们理解对背题更深层次的更进一步的一个内涵信息。
The context within the bigger timeline of God.
整更大的时间表的这个脉络当中，我们一起来查考会
议。
因此今天我们来打开看一下丹尼尔的第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel 9章.
We're going to read verses 20 all the way to 27.
20-27.
Whilst it's posted on your screen, we'll get going. He says the following.
他说的如下,
while I was speaking and praying,
我说话祷告,
confessing my sins,
承认我的罪, 承认我的罪,
and the sin of my people Israel,
和本国之民以色列的罪,
making my request to the Lord Almighty,
为我神的圣身, 在耶和华, 我神面前恳求, 为我神的圣山, 这是非常的强大,
because at this time, the children of Jacob, the children of Israel are in captivity in Babylon.
因为当时雅各的儿女们, 以色列的百姓就成为个俘虏,
Daniel had had a history, he had had a going with the authorities there.
拘留在巴比伦, 然后丹尼里呢, 当时有过他的权柄,
was right from when he arrived there, he had rejected the kingly food.
丹尼里一到巴比伦, 拒绝了王的饮食,
and then they were raised, the Hebrew boys were raised into leadership.
然后呢, 希伯来的少年人成为一个当地的领导带领人,
in his obedience towards the Lord.
然后丹尼里呢, 对主的顺服方面非常坚持到底的, 并且丹尼里都读过了耶利米的书, 耶利米留下来的书,
before the judgment came, the Babylonian captivity came.
耶利米写得很清楚, 就是他们被俘虏到巴比伦来临, 到巴比伦来之前, 耶利米说过, 这可能是70年的俘虏生活, 这会是70年的俘虏生活, 在巴比伦的俘虏生活, 因为他们犯的错误, 他们违背的神的律法,
that they had engaged in.
他们的背逆, 他们的罪恶,
to the extent that they had even offered their children as sacrifices like the neighboring occult atheist communities.
甚至跟着他们邻国的那些异教徒的惯例, 把自己的儿女都献为反祭,
so the words of Jeremiah had been fulfilled.
这种偶像崇拜, 因此耶利米的预言都得实现了,
oracle, Jeremiah had set out that the Lord says it will be 70 years of captivity.
在耶利米的书里头写得很清楚, 那会是个70年的俘虏生活。
Now, when the 70 years were about to come to an end,
那现在这70年就要结束了,
then Daniel began to pray to seek the Lord on whether or when his people would be allowed to return to the hill of the Lord, to the mountain of the Lord.
那现在丹尼里就这70年的俘虏生活结束, 然后现在, 向神祷告, 什么时候 把我们重新带回到耶和华神的圣山, 就是耶路撒冷。
He's saying that he was speaking to the Lord, and he was confessing his sin, and confessing the sin of Israel, I was speaking to the Lord.
因此丹尼里现在, 向亚威神诉说, 恳求承认他的罪, 并且他, 以色列百姓的罪, 然后恳求神。
He learned a lot in that way of communicating with the Lord, that he was speaking to the Lord. Sometimes it's very important to speak aloud to the Lord.
因此你在这儿你可以学到很多东西, 有时候呢向神说话, 非常有必要大声说话。
Again, verse 20 says, he was speaking with the Lord.
20节他说, 我跟主说话, 祷告。
I know you have put 21, but 20 is what we're still on.
20节, 丹尼里9,
I was speaking and praying.
我说话, 祷告, 跟神说话, 跟神祷告。
You concentrate your mind on what you're doing, you clean out the distraction, because you're speaking aloud the things you're saying to Yahweh. So you see now the destruction, the everything else goes to the side. Then you're speaking, say, Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please, you know, bless, you know. So you are really focused on your words. They're audibly coming to you also.
因为你大声说话，跟神大声说话，你可以非常专注的祷告，因为你说的话你可以听见，这样一来比较容易专注你祷告的内容，因为你都可以听得出来你说的话。你祷告的时候大声说话是很有帮助的。
I don't have time for Swahili. You are taking us back to the other time we had global services and stopped it. Because unapoomba ukiwa unaongea na Mungu. Unapoomba ukiwa unaongea na Mungu kwa nguvu ambayo inaweza kafikika. Inasaidia sana kwa maana inatoa mawazo yako yote kwa mambo mengine yote sasa wewe pia unasikia yale mambo unasema. Ukiomba mbele za Mungu ukiongea na nguvu
kwa祷告的时候
confessing my sin
承认我的罪
and the sin of my people Israel
和本国之民以色列的罪
and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy heal
在耶和华我神面前恳求为了我神的圣山
I was just saying that there is so much the Lord presents here right from the word go that I didn't want you to overlook
就是我刚刚跟你们分享了这段二十节给我们的很多的指示很多的含义很多的信息他在这强调大声祷告的价值何等有帮助这样大声跟神说话可以避开很多杂念专注的可以跟神祷告对你的祷告很有帮助大声说话的方式并且承认我的罪
Very steadfast, very faithful to the Lord, and yet you see here he is still confessing his sin.
你知道大尼里是个什么样的一个人？他刚开始一直对神非常顺服、非常忠诚，并且坚持到底的。他是圣洁，他是公义的，可是仍然他是懂得惧怕神、懂得敬畏神的。可是你看，在这当他开始祷告的时候，就是承认自己的罪。看一下他对自己罪恶的敏感就告诉我们就是告诉我们没有任何一个人在神面前是公义的完全的除非神自己因此在这强调在神面前悔改何等有价值因此人类仍然在地上的时候
你
的肉体仍然在地上的时候你眼睛看到的你耳朵听见的你嘴说出来的所有的意见你必须要在神面前悔改这是非常的重要
confessing his sins and yet Daniel was really righteous and holy
认罪是非常的重要既然丹尼里如此的圣洁和公义并且我的百姓以色列的罪换言之他对自己百姓有负担我不知道你们当中有多少个到底在神面前带着你身边的或者你自己裹着的人带着负担向神祷告他是为自己百姓祷告的就是为了我知名以色列的他为了神的圣山以色列在神面前恳求如果你查看请进本当我说话的时候请进本祷告的时候我承认了我的罪并且我的百姓以色列人的罪并且把我的恳求显示在神面前为了我神的圣山
Daniel was a very high official in that government, in that kingdom.
因此，丹尼尔在那国度巴比伦那政府占着非常高级的一个官，他过得好，活得好。
He did not enter the complacency of that life. He still had a burden for the holy mountain of God.
可是他并没有自己满足当中就忘记一切，不是的，他仍然有很大的负担。他谈的是摩利亚山的圣洁的祭坛，就是亚伯拉罕带来以撒来要向神献祭的地方，带着自己的儿子，你所爱的，带他到那去，就是我向你显示那个地方，就是摩利亚山。
In other words, this is a mountain that God had separated and decided that this mountain shall be for sacrifice against sin, sacrifice for sin.
换言之，这座山是神区别开来、分别开来，作为一个罪的这个献祭的山，这是锡安山。所罗门的圣殿就被建立在这座山上。主的山。
This is the mountain, he said, he had a burden for this mountain, presenting supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God.
因此丹尼尔对这座山，神的圣山有负担，因此为此向神恳求。
For the holy mountain of God.
神圣洁的山。
So you can see very clearly.
你可以看得很清楚。
That the Lord is saying.
主在说。
That you can learn so much from the way Daniel approached him.
你从丹尼里接近的方式、祷告的方式当中学到很多内容。
Let's read through and then I'll be able to open it up for you and present the rapture of the church.
21节，我们继续读下去，然后我跟你打开有关教会背景的信息。
Yeah, whilst I was speaking in prayer,
我正祷告的时候。
Even the man Gabriel,
那先前在异象中所见到的那位加百列，奉命迅速飞来，约在现晚期的时候，恩守在我身上。因此 NIV 版本的21节。
While I was still praying, I think we continue with NIV for now. While I was still praying,
我正祷告的时候，
Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in a swift flight, about the time of the evening sacrifice.
先前在异象中所见的那位加百列，奉命迅速飞来，约在先晚祭的时候。
Archangel Gabriel is the one the Lord normally sends to me.
我们知道的很清楚，就加百列天使长主一般差遣给我的。
Remember the other time when I was teaching from the book of Daniel?
记得上一次我跟你们分享丹尼里书的时候。
And he showed me the tribulation temple in a vision.
他在异象中让我看到灾难的圣殿，两个兽进入了圣殿，那个灾难的圣殿，一个跟随着另一个。主跟我说了，你去跟他们说，看哪，基督已经复活了。意味着那有灾难中的圣殿被建立起来，他们再回到以前的祭司献祭。最近我通过他们的新闻媒体报道都说到，任何一个回到圣山献祭的要付出3000shekel， 一个要买下动物。因此我可以看到他们在回到以前的那种献动物的祭司。
that the Temple Institute in Jerusalem has collected all the articles required to rebuild the temple right now as we speak.
并且我们现在说话的这个时刻，以色列在那要重建这个圣殿，有关所有的一切需要的文物，那些圣殿里的这个道具都已经准备好了。现在一般主差遣给我的加百列，现在差派给大尼里了。这加百列差派给大尼里。
Give me the revelation on that vision when I saw the two beasts entering the tribulation temple.
就是差派给我，向我显示我看到的那个意象，就进入灾难圣殿的两个兽。一个跟着另一个，差遣给我的当时是像人一样，就站在我面前。当时我坐在一个坐在那读圣经，然后突然就把我偷走到一个意象里头，然后就在我面前他出现了。他说了，主非常的爱你，主非常的爱你，主差遣我来要告诉你，主非常的爱你。有时候呢，一些部分我没有公开，只有藏在我里面。可是我可以知道他差派加百列跟丹尼说了同样的事情。因此这同样的那位天使长来找到玛利亚的。因此他是一个使者，把神的信息带给人们的。
He's the one who spoke with Mary and saying you're going to have a baby, and she said, "No, but I'm a virgin. How will that be possible?"
他传给玛利亚的信息就是你会生孩子的。玛利亚说，怎么可能呢？我是童女，怎么可能生孩子呢
？So he is the one sent to Daniel here again.
在这被差遣到丹尼里跟丹尼里说话。
While I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision.Came to me in fifth flight about the time of the evening sacrifice.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候。
And this should serve as such a wonderful encouragement to all of you that God listens to prayer.
这给我们的强大的鼓励就是神听着祷告，神听祷告，你祷告神听着。奉命迅速飞来，他是天使，迅速地飞过来。
Whenever the Lord sends him, normally puts his wings down. He arrives in flight very swift, and he puts his wings down. I mean, there's a pointing down, standing pointing down at their tips, and then with his hands out like this, and the glory up to about 1 meter, flowing pure white glory covers the whole place.
每一次主差遣。每次主差派加百列来访问我、造访我，他的翅膀一般垂直的立在那里，然后他的手是往前就这么伸的，然后荣耀离地一米左右的地方都被这荣耀遮盖住，一般是这样的场景。非常的强大，看到他的翅膀，并且同时看到他的手。神的国度。
So he is sent to speak to Daniel.
他也被差遣到跟丹尼里说话。
He arrives at the time of the evening sacrifice, verse 22.
就是大约在献晚祭的时候。
He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding.
安守在我身上，他指教我说，丹尼里啊。现在我出来要使你有智慧有聪明。他来到跟丹尼里说话，他现在来了，使得丹尼里能够有智慧有聪明。
crying out to the Lord, praying to the Lord, asking, Lord, shall you judge your people forever?
记得丹尼上神祷告说，主啊，你要惩罚你的 百姓永永远远的吗？如果我们读到丹尼九章第一到第十九，我们知道我们是从二十节开始读的，可是之前一到十九，你可以看到丹尼上神
Asking the Lord,
恳求问主说
How long more shall you continue judging your people?
多长时间你来继续惩罚你的百姓呢？
This is the answer now to that prayer. When Gabriel is sent, it is an answer to that prayer. That's why I began by verse 20, a little bit 20, to let you know that Daniel was praying and the answer came from the Lord through Gabriel.
因此这就是回答神差派丹尼里神差派加百列来赐给丹尼里的回答，因为丹尼里向神问到底多长时间你要惩罚你自己的百姓，就是差派了加百列来给他的回复。这是分享的核心，你们很快都会看到这谈的就是教会的背题。
The angel arrives and tells Daniel, I've come that you may have insight and wisdom and understanding.
加百列来跟丹尼尔说，我来是要让你有，使你有智慧和聪明。
When I met him, the last time I met the angel, the archangel Gabriel, when the Lord sent him to me, he was glowing and glorious and the glowing was flowing. The glory was flowing from him about 1 meter high, all the way covered me also.
上一次我见到他的时候，荣耀到处就是荣耀发出来，他的身体发出来的荣光荣耀，并且离地一米左右都被荣耀遮盖住的那种场景。
And that glory flowed and covered everywhere where I was.
并且那个荣耀遮盖了所有的一切地方，一直到我在的那个。
His sharp eyes caught my eye contact, and then.He now gave me the answer. He said, coming to destroy the house. That is now the translation. When I asked the Lord to give me a translation, an interpretation for that vision of the two beasts entering the tribulation temple, then he said, coming to destroy the house.
当他的眼睛对视着我的眼睛的时候，就他确认了最后给我的那个回复，就是来要破坏主的殿。就是当时我问了主，那我看到的那两个兽，就是一个兽跟着另一个兽进入那圣殿的灾难圣殿的那个意象，到底是个什么意思？我这么问，那神亚威神差派着加百列来要给我这回复，他们来要破坏主的殿，给我这个解释。我
message to them. The next day, then that is when he sent Gabriel. And when Gabriel arrived, he's very glorious. So by voice, then after eye contact, he said, "Coming to destroy the house." Then I understood the abomination of the desolation that would come.
当时我是全球服侍当中，就是然后我恳求主来告诉我这个异象的两个兽。一个跟着另一个进入在圣殿什么意思？进入灾难的圣殿是什么意思？因为这样一来，我知道了才能够教导全球列国的教会。这样神差派加百列来告诉我，他们两个兽是进入灾难的圣殿来要破坏主的殿。因此他发出来荣耀。
Presence of God the Father.
就告诉你很清楚，他是从父神同在中出来的，飞过来的，非常的强，非常的强大。这就是神全能者。
He is the source of wisdom and understanding.
他就是智慧聪明的根源源泉。
Many professors in Harvard. He did not come from professors from Princeton, professors in MIT or in Stanford.Or wherever it came from God, that wisdom and understanding that Daniel was receiving.
但是你收到的这智慧聪明，不可能从哈佛、Princeton、MIT、Stanford， 不可能就从这样的大学的教授而来。
Come that you may have insight, wisdom and understanding.
我来使你有智慧，有聪明。
That means God is the source of understanding. If we are looking for wisdom, understanding and insight on spiritual matters, we have to turn to God.
换言之，如果我们想拥有属灵方面的智慧、聪明、通察力，这整个一切的理解力，神才是所有的一切智慧、聪明的根源。这一代是要打开书了，因此这里头有很多内容，我们前往废弃的时候我们可以学到的。
Number two, you find that Daniel had read the oracles of Jeremiah regarding this captivity.
第二，我们要知道的就是丹尼里读的是耶利米写的书，丹尼里祷告之前他读的是耶利米写的书，圣经。
And in those oracles, those manuscripts of Jeremiah, it had set out 70 years for captivity.
那耶利米写的那本书留给他们的就是那俘虏生活，应该是70年。
When 70 years were coming to an end, Daniel was asking the Lord, Lord, will your people now go back and build the hill of the Lord, meaning the temple?
这样一来，丹尼里就问神说，是否时间到了，我们百姓再回到耶路撒冷，要重建主的殿，那就是圣山。记得当时主的殿彻底的被破坏，彻底被毁灭的时候，主的圣山，献祭的圣山，锡安山。神在全地当中拣选的，分别区别开来的这座山，献祭的山，就是把罪赦免的得赦。罪得赦免的山。只有这个地方是可以上神献祭罪得赦的地方。因此丹尼已经度过了这70年的事情，因此现在向神恳求再回去，来要建造神的圣山。可是
Understanding that Daniel has misunderstood his program.
主跟丹尼里说，丹尼里，你现在误解了这神的节目，神的。
Gabriel says, "I have come that you may have
insight,
knowledge and understanding." In other words, God cares. He really wants us to have the truth and the absolute truth.
加百列来跟丹尼里说，你需要有智慧、有聪明来理解神的意思。这就是来
God is a reservoir of knowledge, understanding of wisdom, and he wants us to have the right wisdom.
神愿意我们拥有准确的、正确的智慧和神的聪明，不然的话我们无法知道，这是为什么。
Now Gabriel comes and says, I have come that you may get insight, wisdom and understanding.
现在加百列出现跟丹尼说，你要有智慧，要有聪明，来准确的、正确的理解神的意思。
Lord is aware that you have misunderstood the years of captivity. I have come to give you revelation, understanding that it is not 70 years.
换言之，加百列跟丹尼里说，你现在误解了神所说的70年的俘虏生活，你理解的不对，你现在要有智慧聪明来重新知道这是什么意思。我来让你们知道罪对神来说何等的重大，让你们理清楚。你以为70年就结束了吗？不可能的，这是70个7，因为罪恶的一个重大，罪恶所沾的这个重量太大了。
You have misunderstood the gravity of sin to God.
你现在误解了罪恶在神面前要负责的、要担当的分量，你误解了，不可能那么简单了。在主面前，罪恶的 正如这一代我所知道的这一代一样，就是把罪恶渺小化处理。因此我们再回到21节来去理解一下。
While I was still in prayer, Gabriel the man I had seen in the earlier vision came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候安守在我身上。他指教我说，换言之，神愿意乐意指教自己的百姓。
Mankind wants to rebel and revolt and walk away from God and take his own instruction from the world and from his friends, but God longs to instruct those who are his.
人类愿意背逆神，离开神，远离神，自己从世界当中得着指教，从朋友身上得着教导，可是神愿意直接的指教人类，直接的教导人。
To have his own instruction.
人愿意拥有自己的教导。
We see very clearly that the Lord loves to instruct his people. It is his pleasure to instruct them that they may be on the right path.
可是神愿意教导自己的百姓，因为这是神的喜悦。神愿意教导自己百姓能够走正常、正确的道路。他指教我说，丹尼里啊，现在我出来要使你有智慧有聪明。23节，丹尼里九章的23，他你出恳求的时候就发出命令，意味着你祷告神会介意，神答应你的祷告。换言之，你的祷告达到神那里，我就发出，我来祷，因为你非常受重视，因为你高度的受神的爱，高度受到神爱的，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。我们再读一下 NIV 版本的23节。你刚开始祷告的时候，你的话语开始向上发出来，就神发命令跟我说，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。因此23节我们描述到的内容很多，因为当你的祷告，当你向神哭求恳求，主啊，难道没有任何一个希望吗？在这地球上没有任何希望吗？23节你看得很清楚，丹尼里在那哭求，主啊，难道没有希望吗？在地球没有任何希望吗？
Remember, at that time, Jesus has not yet gone to die at Calvary, die for sin and redeem man.
记得当时耶稣基督还没有出现为人类的罪死在加略山的十字架。
Abana, just translate properly. It's not complicated. It's very simple. Yesu alikuwa bado hajaenda, bado wakati hajafika aende afe kwa ajili ya dhambi, bado hajaenda. So Jesus had not yet gone to die for the sin of man.
耶稣还没有为人类的罪恶而死的时候，因此整个世界像黑暗一样，罪在地球上。因此丹尼里向神的恳求当中，主啊，没有任何希望吗？现在为了人类，没有任何希望吗？那没有任何一个光的可能吗？在这黑暗当中，
But that prayer appertains to all humanity. If you consider the timeline the Lord gave in the answer.
当他虽然为自己的百姓以色列在那祷告，因为他有负担，可是他的祷告包含着整个人类的负担的。如果看神的时间表，可以看出这个事情。主啊，为了人类，没有任何希望吗？
Are we going to think in sin like this forever? Are you going to be angry forever?
我们像这样永永远远的存在罪恶里头吗？你对人类不要拯救出来吗？撒旦就这样永永远远的要掌控吗？那我们再回到23节吧。
As soon as you began to pray,
你刚开始祷告的时候就发出命令，这样我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，非常受到神的爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。24节神说
77. So while Daniel thought it was 70 years, the Lord is saying, no, you don't understand. The sin they committed is too big. It is 70 times 7.
因此七十个七，二十四节所说的，但你以为这是个七十年呢，就要结束了。可是神告诉他的是什么呢？不是的，不可能的，因为罪太严重了。七十个七。
In answering Daniel back, the Lord now set out the entire prophetic timeline.
因此还给丹尼里的回答当中，神告诉他了整个一切神预言的时间表，为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个七，七十个七。二十四节在这里，
Gabriel brings to Daniel begins from verse 24 to verse 27.
24节到27节加百列带给丹尼里的就是这预言的时间表。
And within it, within that bracket is where you will see the rapture.
在那里头我们可以看到被提了。
That you may understand the importance of this prophetic timeline.
让你们知道这预言的时间表何等重大，重要。
This timeline and where the rapture sits.
你理解这预言的时间表当中被提所站的地点位置，这是非常的重要。
The importance of you understanding that the rapture is a very important aspect of God's program for redemption.
神拯救计划当中被提所占的位置分量非常的重要，你来理解这一点是也很重要的。
Ni sehemu nyeti sana katika ratiba ya Mungu ya kukomboa binadamu. It is a very important aspect, a very important component of God's redemption of mankind.
神拯救人类的整个救赎过程当中，你理解这一点很重要。
From Daniel chapter 9 verse 24, as we now swift through, as we sail through to verse 27, it's a beautiful, the most beautiful prophecy in the Bible.
因此当我们现在但以理九章24到27节读下去的时候，这是圣经中最美丽最美丽的一个救赎的，就是有关的最强大的预言，在圣经当中，整个圣经中最强大的预言。因为在这描述神整个一切时间表，一切的时间表，为你本国之民已经定好了七十个七。
How long is the judgment? Now he's being told here, it is not just the 70 years Jeremiah talked about, it is 70 times 7, owing to gravity, owing to the fact that they... let us move on.
就告诉他们七十个七不是耶利米所说的七十年了，因为你们在耶和华神面前犯的罪何等之大，这是应该是七十个七。现在加百列给丹尼尔的回答，因为你们犯的违背的你们丢弃神命令的神律法的罪恶何等之大。因此为你本国之民和你圣山已经定好了七十个七， 来要止住罪恶、罪过、处境罪恶、赎尽罪孽、引进永义、封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。这二十四节是非常的强大。换言之，这个预言要得以实现，必须要成全如下几个项目，如下几个预言都要得以实现才能够完成。这七十个七的预言，这七十个七来要成全，必须要实现如下几项重要的项目，就是490年。我们都知道七十个七就是490年。他说这时间的预言的时间表，这七十个七的最后，如下的内容必须要得以实现。